MIQ is doing a roaring trade at the moment, but it's not the kind you might think. Auckland Zoo's three new lions are currently quarantining after coming here from Australia. Twin sisters Aziza and Kabibi and their half-sister Elola have arrived about 5 months after the zoo was forced to put down two elderly lions because of health issues. Warren Spencer is Auckland Zoo's senior curator of mammals and joins us now. Warren, what can you tell us about your new guests?
Kia ora, Lisa. My new guests, they're going great. They're busy reorganising their habitats and their furniture, and they're really settling in quite nicely.
What kind of furniture do lions have?
Well, they have a bed. And they have all sorts of enriching and stimulating furniture.
So how do lions quarantine, and where are they, like, specifically?
Well, I can walk you through the transport. It takes many, many months of pre-planning and preparation. It involves CITES permits, import-exports permits, and all host of other documentation. There's health testing, there's pre-planning, there's contingency planning, and the transport itself takes three legs. You've got the leg, which is the road transport from the zoo to the airport in Australia. Then you've got the air transport to Auckland. Once they arrive and they're cleared and they're checked and all their documents are checked, we send a team there to bring them back to the zoo. We get them back to the zoo as quickly as possible, out of their crates and into their indoor facilities, and then they start to acquaint themselves to their new home. It's usually a real challenging, complex operation doing international transport. Yeah, you sometimes wonder if you're ever going to get the thing completed, but when you get them here and you meet them for the first time, you realise it's all been worthwhile.
So is it a good time to be introducing them to the zoo? I mean, Auckland's in lockdown at the moment, so I imagine, you know, it's a lot quieter than it normally would be. Is that an advantage at the moment?
I don't think it's an advantage, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, our operations continue just whether we've got visitors here or not. And of course, we miss our visitors and we're looking forward to welcoming them back, but it doesn't make that much of a difference for the lion. They'll be going through there. Isolate their quarantine for the next 30 days, so we'll be monitoring them closely and they'll be prepared and getting out into their habitat, and hopefully visitors will see them when that happens.
So 30 days quarantine, I mean, what are you looking for? Are they tested in some way to make sure they're not carrying anything?
Well, there's a whole range of tests in Australia as well, so either side of the Tasman, colleagues in Australia we'll be doing a 30-day quarantine period, and they'll be doing a whole range of tests. And when they come here, and this is in conjunction with MPI verification vets and our veterinary team here, we'll be doing a number of tests, and then we'll make sure that they're free from any issues, any niggles, any problems, any challenges or worries, and then we'll be free to let them out into their habitat, knowing full well that they're fit and well and healthy.
So this, well, international exchange, if we can call it that, is part of the zoo breeding and preservation program. So you've got three girls. Are you actually planning to breed with these lions?
Possibly in the future. What we do is, working with an international breeding program, we look at the genetic diversity and the demographics of a population so we can maintain it sustainably. And it could very well be that we'll have one or two or all of these females breeding in the future, but we work with our colleagues who are coordinating the program to establish that. So that's something we'll be talking about in the future.
So how are the animals going at the zoo at the moment with no visitors? And have you got any other new arrivals?
No other new arrivals, but the animals are doing really well. I mean, they're doing as well as they would be with visitors here. Life goes on. They're really having a very stimulating and excellent time at the zoo, and the keepers are working very hard to stimulate and enrich them, as they usually do. So, and it's nice to walk around and see them. They don't tend to react too differently. They might be moving around slightly differently, but they're generally all fine and happy with or without our visitors.
Thank you for your time, Warren. That's Warren Spencer, who's Auckland Zoo's senior curator of mammals.